Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the super easy 3-ingredient budget.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
I love doing podcasts about budgeting, and that may seem weird because so many people hate the word budgeting, and I can completely understand. I mean, there were definite times in my past where the thought and the idea of budgeting was just, you know, like evoked all of those negative emotions that you think of when you think of budgeting, of limiting, of, you know, I'm working from a place of not having enough. And it's really been, I think, some shifts that I've made in my own personal finances over the years. And then just working with a lot of people about budgeting and like really figuring out, you know, what is it that makes people tick? And what is that thing about budgeting that just really turns people off? And, you know, I'd like to think that I've really honed the art of budgeting. And, you know, I always try and to teach this a bunch of different ways. I know that I've, done podcasts on budgeting, a ton of podcasts over the last 3 years on this podcast about budgeting. And I'm always trying to come up with like a fresh new way to talk about it, but also, you know, something that feels approachable and is easy for you to wrap your hands around. And I think, you know, if If you remove all the negativity about budgeting and all of the stereotypes that we think about kind of as a society, and you just think about times in your life where maybe you felt like you were in a good spot financially, and I'm not talking about, you know, a time where you made a ton of money necessarily, but a time where you really felt, you know, like, okay, I've got things, you know, a little bit under control. I feel like I'm getting somewhere, like I'm getting in a direction that I want to be. I think you'll find that during those times, you are actually doing a lot of budgeting without maybe even knowing that you were doing budgeting. And I think that's like kind of the secret trick is that, you know, when you can talk yourself out of or talk yourself down from a ledge, especially when it comes to budgeting, you can really put yourself kind of in this like sweet spot, in this zone where you are able to make progress towards a lot of different goals that you have in your life almost without you cognitively knowing you're doing it. But then I think, you know, when we put that hat of like, okay, now we have to start budgeting, you know, it's the beginning of the month, I have to do my budget. You know, when we start framing money around that kind of language, that is really where it starts to like all unravel. It starts to all fall apart. And it really is, I think, where like the tidal wave of negative emotion towards a lot of this comes up, you know, and we go back to those places of, I don't like to budget, budgeting is a bad thing, budgeting is what people do when they don't have a lot of money, you know, kind of all of those mind games that we play with ourselves to talk ourselves out of the act of actually doing something that will really help us move forward. You know, I hope that makes sense because I'm guilty of it myself. Like there are certain times during the year and, you know, we're coming up to tax time and that's the time of year where I always feel like a little bit bogged down, you know, being an entrepreneur, dealing with a lot of different 1099s and, you know, having to pile all my like expenses together and really think this through. Like, it's just a time where I feel like frustrated, you know, it's like, okay, I would rather do absolutely anything than pull all the stuff I need to pull together for tax time. But, you know, I got to do it and it's important. And then when I actually do it, like when I don't, you know, sit down and I'm not like, okay, this is the time I'm going to do taxes. But when I just casually do it over time and, you know, before I know it, like at the end of, you know, a few days or a week, like I've completed the whole entire process, but I've never actually framed at a time where I'm like, wait, this is the time I'm dedicated toward taxes. Now, that might sound a little misleading because sometimes we need to do that, right? Sometimes like we get our back up against the wall, especially when it comes to taxes, and we absolutely have to get the act done, you know, and then that is about that time where, you know, you need to take care of that stuff. But, you know, I think about managing your money and about budgeting and about all of these things that maybe we've convinced ourselves are really difficult, but they're not actually that difficult, you know, and there's a lot of mystery around budgeting, but really at the core, it is a super, super simple process of literally just keeping track of your income and more importantly, keeping track of your expenses. At the root of it, it's nothing more than that. And yet, you know, what I find is that we just really overcomplicate this. And for some reason, most of us have grown up under the impression that budgeting takes this massive amount of time every month and that is just going to somehow suck you dry of like every ounce of fun and creativity and excitement that's going on in your life. And I'm here to burst that bubble because that is absolutely not true. And I can tell you from personal experience, let me just throw out the expert side in me right now. I am the type of person who, when I have to be super, super detail oriented, I am. But I am much better being the big picture thinker and coming up with big ideas and how do we move the needle and all of those things are, I think, qualities and traits that are just built into me. You know, I had to really learn how to do the detail part and to be focused on the detail part. But One thing for sure that I learned very, very early on when I created a business in college was how to be extremely resourceful with the cash that I had, because I was running a business and, you know, I only had a certain amount of money every year that I could allocate towards the business. I wrote, it was a nonprofit and I rose money every year. So there was just a specific amount of money that I had to execute that year for the company. And I had to be super, super resourceful. And sometimes that meant, you know, making choices with my finances, both with the business finances and with my personal finances. And I didn't know at the time, but I was really honing the skill that I think now allows me to look at budgeting and teach budgeting and talk about budgeting in a very different way than most people do, because I don't come from that standard kind of textbook approach. I come from a real life approach, but also I come to you as a person who is more creative, who is, more interested in figuring out how do I utilize the cash that I have to get where I want to go. You know, I can't suddenly, download an extra $1 million into my account. If I could, I would, and I would certainly teach you how to do it. So I've got to work with what I've got available right now to me, but I don't want to be limited as well with what I've got available to me. Meaning, if I'm smart with that, if I am resourceful with that, I can somehow take what I've got and I can stretch it and mold it and reshape it and reform it in order to achieve a lot of different things that I want to achieve. And, you know, it took me a while to realize that that was an actual talent that I had shaped and honed at a very early age, because I thought, well, doesn't everybody know how to do this? And I realized, no, they don't. And then I also realized, you know, that when you take this different approach to budgeting, suddenly your brain opens up in a different way. You know, you're, dare I say, more excited to do this process. And it becomes more interesting because instead of you looking at the cash that you have as limiting, you start looking at the cash that you have is actually a great resource to fund all the things that you want to do. Now, again, like, I'm not going to be able to go buy a yacht and sail off in Saint-Tropez and live happily ever after. That's not a reality for me. If it is for you, I'm just really hoping that you invite me on your boat, because I would really like to go sailing in Saint-Tropez. But I digress. But what I can do is I can look at what I've got. And through my very, very simple and easy 3-ingredient budget approach each month, I can figure out how to make that work the best way for me. I hope that makes sense. And, you know, I really wanted to focus on simplicity and easy, because I think when you can change that switch in your brain to budgeting can be simple, I swear to you, that is the place where absolute magic can happen. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
All right, so let's dive into these ingredients. So the first ingredient is, what's the cash that you're working with? All right, whatever you want to call that, whether you want to call that income, I like to call it, what is the amount of cash in your bank account that you have available to figure out what the heck to do with during that month or during that week, depending on how you like to purchase. Now, some people, a month is a really long time period for them, and they'd rather figure out this money thing, you know, over a weekly basis. That's cool. Whatever works for you. There's no rules with this stuff, really. You know, it's a little bit of molding and shaping, like you're playing with Play-Doh, right? So we start with the dough, which are these ingredients, but then you can make the shape however you want it to look. You can use whatever system you want to use. You know, if you have the ingredients and you have the right kind of switch in your brain, it doesn't matter how you put the Play-Doh together, right? All right, so ingredient one's the easy part. It's the cash that we've got to work with, right? And how often do we get a surplus of that cash? Do we get that once a month? Do we get that every other week? Do we get that every week? What does that look like for us? Just for you to have that in your brain, because that's going to help shape when we put the other two ingredients in the mix. So ingredient number two is, what do you got to pay? What do you have to pay? What are the things that you absolutely have to pay? And if you've never written out a list, great, now is the time to do it, right? And if you have written out a list before, you're like, you know what, I know all of the things I got to pay every month. It's kind of a good exercise to just sit down and write it all out again, write out what it is and then how much it costs, right? Just visually, just humor me with this, because visually is something that is really, really powerful when it comes to giving your money direction. So with ingredient two, we've got kind of two steps. So we've got number one, what do you got to pay? Stuff that you got to pay. If you don't pay these things, it's going to be bad news, right? You're going to go to collections. It's going to ding your credit report. So things like rent, mortgage, car payment, minimum credit card payment, student loans, other loans that you have, car insurance, stuff that you absolutely have to pay, all right? And then tally that up. What's that number? And then we've got the second question. The second part of that is, what are you going to do with the rest, right? So hopefully with what cash we've got, you know, and the stuff that we've got to pay, hopefully we've got something left over, right? So with what's left over, what are we going to do with that? Right? Are we going to spend that on going out to eat? Are we going to spend that on going to concerts or going to movies or getting our hair done or getting our nails done? Or like, where is that extra cash going? Or is it going towards, you know, extra payoff for our student loan or extra payoff for our credit cards? What are we doing? We need to give that a little plan, a little direction. It doesn't have to be set in stone, but, you know, we just got to have a little idea of where that's going. And then ingredient number three is how much do you have to put towards your goals with what's left, right? So after you've kind of figured out what you're doing with the rest, like some of those fun things you like to do, going out to eat, all those kind of things, what's left? What do we have left towards what we can put towards our goals, right? So if you can find better ways to lower those rest of expenses, those variable things, those things that are up and down, backwards, forwards every month, if you can find better ways to do some of those things, like, I don't know, cut the cord on cable, negotiate a better cell phone plan, carpool rather than spending gas every day, you know, all of those little tricks, the more you can lower those rest of expenses, the more you have towards your goals, the more you can direct towards, all right, my number one goal this month is to pay off an extra $1,000 towards my student loan. Great. I'm trying to save for a new car. So my goal is to save an extra $250 a month. Great, right? So the point is, with these three ingredients, you don't need to be a math major. You don't need to be a budgeting whiz. You don't need to have savvy, sophisticated programs. You just need to think about, what do I got in the bank account? What has to go out? What's my plan for the rest? And how can I carve out a little from that, or maybe a lot, and put it towards my goals? Now, the trick is, if you're saving towards any of these goals that you want to achieve, set up separate savings accounts, because if you leave that extra cash in your bank account, I can guarantee you what's going to happen. It's going to float away. It's going to go through the suction cup drain that all extra money does in our bank account. It just vanishes into thin air. So you want to make sure that you powerfully direct that money in the direction that it needs to go, almost as if it was never in your bank account to begin with. Not only does that help you kind of retrain your brain that it's making a priority towards saving towards those goals or paying off that debt or whatever that is for you, but I guarantee you after doing that for a couple months, you're not going to miss that money. You really aren't, right? Because your brain's going to go, that's money's not even in my account anyway, so it's not that big of a deal, but it's still your cash. You're still saving it someplace, or you're paying off the debt, like you're still making progress with that, right? And whatever system you use to manage your expenses, to figure out, what you got left after the stuff you got to pay, that's for you to figure out. You know, you could do, there's so many great apps out there. You could use You Need a Budget. You could use Clarity Money. You could use Q Capital. You could use so many different apps. You could literally just open the notes section on your phone and every day just make a small note of all the things that you're spending your money on. At the end of the week, take a look at it. Take a look at where you're spending the majority of your money. That's going to help you come up with a plan. It's going to help you figure out whether you're spending money, too much money, someplace where maybe you could powerfully redirect that. And all that is just visualizing where cash is going. You could print off your latest bank statement and, you know, grab some highlighters and a glass of wine and a beer and sit down and just highlight your categories and figure out where your cash is going that way. You could use an Excel spreadsheet. You could use post-it notes. You can use absolutely anything that you want to use. This is the part where there is no rules, where you get to make the craziest Play-Doh animal that anybody has ever seen, right? This is where you, your personality, how you work best needs to come out. Because if you can find something that's super easy as these three ingredients, you can do this process in less than 20 minutes a month. I guarantee it, right? I think my budgeting process takes about between 15 to 17 minutes a month. And, every month I'm redirecting all that rest of money into goals. Now, does it work out great every single month? No, of course not. Like, that's the reality, you know? I can talk to you about budgeting all day long, but I'm going to be super honest with you as well and let you know that some months it just doesn't work out very well. Some months it's like, all right, crap. Well, we're going to try that again next month. And that's cool. That's just like part of the process of of doing this stuff, of, you know, managing your money. But the key is that you get back in that game, right? You're not defeated. You know the tools, you know the ingredients, you know the steps, you have your tracking mechanism, and you just do it better next month, right? Or maybe there was an expense that came up this month that just like hit you out of the blue, completely out of the blue, and it just screwed everything up for the month. I've had that happen a lot of months. Like last year, it was just kind of like one medical bill after the next. And I thought, all right, this is just laughable now because, you know, while I was grateful to have the extra cash to pay off the medical bills, it was just kind of like, all right, so this is the year of medical bills, I guess. And next year will be the year of putting extra money towards certain goals. But sometimes that happens. Sometimes that's the year. And sometimes that's what it looks like. And, you know, there's no shame in that. Like this is real life stuff, you know, and I want you to know that. But what I want you to know also is that it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to take a long time. It doesn't have to be stressful for sure. It doesn't have to frustrate you. It doesn't have to be on the bottom of the list, like taking out the trash. This is something that if you can get even just these three ingredients down, this is so powerful. It's so powerful for you now. It's so powerful for your future. And it is going to help you get where you want to go faster than ever. Because not doing this, and I have seen tons of people I've worked with and not worked with, not do this. People who make a lot of money, people who don't make a lot of money. And it's like they're on, you know, the hamster treadmill, just keep going around and on and around. Can't figure out, how do I get out of the hamster treadmill? Well, you got to do step number two. You got to know what you got to pay for, but more importantly, you got to know what you're doing with the rest. And you got to become super resourceful with finding ways to do the rest of expenses in a better way. And when you do that, there's going to be powerful shifts. It is going to blow your mind. You are going to be running to like all your friends and you are going to be saying like, this is the best thing that has ever happened to you. I promise you that. All right, so we got three steps. They're in the show notes again in case you forget. Make this your own, but have fun with this. Be creative. This is your money. You work really hard for your money. So, you know, get a little dirty, get a little sweat on your brow and figure out how to powerfully direct your cash. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, hey, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.